America Weekend.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge, joined in studio today by Kara DeFalco. It is great having you here.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right. We are going to have Kara play the game that's become quite a hallmark on this show. Yes, it's the fake news headline game. Celebrities have played it. Regular run-of-the-mill people have played it. And now today, Kara DeFalco will play it. And here's how it works. All right. We will give you, I will give you three headlines. Two are actual headlines that appeared in actual newspapers, either in the United States or somewhere across the globe. You have to tell me which one is fake. Two are real, one is fake.
Okay.
And we will explain the real ones after you decide. All right, so let's see. No one has been perfect with this, but no one has gotten them all wrong either. So there's a lot of road for improvement in the middle of it.
Okay.
All right, here we go. The first one, breaking news. Enormous man hides stolen 32-inch TV in his pants. The second one, man hid snakes, tortoises in his pants, TSA says. Uh-huh. Or the third one, Captain America arrested with burrito in his pants. Which one is fake?
The first one is fake.
Yes, look at you. Amazing.
I remember the other two stories.
Wow. I'm amazed that she even remembers these. But then again, she did work in news for quite a while.
I worked in news.
Wow. All right, the second one, which was real.
I shouldn't have said that, actually. Watch, now I'm going to blow it. Yeah.
She's a ringer, folks. She came. She's going to just blow the whole concept right out of the water. Man hid snakes, tortoises in his pants, according to the TSA. Imagine trying to look normal in airport security with seven snakes and three tortoises in your pants. To read West Palm Beach's 2011 WPTV news article, you think it must have been the dream of this guy to turn snakes on a plane into a reality. The other one that's real, Captain America arrested with a burrito in his pants. Florida doctor Raymond Adamsick was in great spirits when he decided to embark on a costume-themed pub crawl for medical professionals. That's great. Drunken doctors walking around dressed up as superheroes. He had overdone it with the spirits when he allegedly decided to tuck a burrito into his blue tights and walk around asking women to touch it. That's never a good thing.
No.
Certainly, he was not thinking like a doctor when he decided to begin groping women when they refused his burrito advances. Cops were called, and he was taken off to jail.
Yeah.
Wow. A doctor. What if you have an appointment with this guy a couple days later? I'd cancel it.
Okay. Oh, absolutely.
Man shot to death for peeing on neighbor's lawn. Or German man pees, short circuits nightclub. Or number three, 8 million gallons of water drained from reservoir after man urinates in it. Which one is fake?
Oh, see, all right, this one's tough.
Mm, she doesn't know this one.
No, I don't know this one.
See, she thought she knew them all, but she doesn't.
Once you get to that global news, that's when I start to, you know, the knowledge starts to fail a little bit. One more time, what were they?
Man shot to death for peeing on neighbor's lawn. German man pees, short circuits nightclub. Or 8 million gallons of water drained from reservoir after man urinates in it. Which one is fake?
The third one sounds the most ridiculous, which also makes it most likely true. All right, I'm going to say the second one is fake.
Oh, no.
No, was it the third one?
The perfect day. No, it's the first one is fake. Man shot to death for peeing on neighbor's lawn. The ones that are real. German man pees, short circuits nightclub. Talk about a buzzkill. A club goer in Munich may have had problems with the hotspot's owner, according to this 2010 Yahoo News story. That would explain why he dropped trowel in the overcrowded nightclub and peed directly onto a set of wall sockets. He caused a short circuit and the whole place went powerless.
Oof.
Talk about making a statement. And
Seriously.
The other one, 2011 story from Britain's Telegraph highlights stupidity on all accounts. It was dumb for 21-year-old Joshua Seater to decide to drunkenly relieve himself in a Portland, Oregon reservoir. It was a stupid thing to do. I didn't know it was a water supply. I thought it was a sewage plant. It was also stupid for the city to drain the 8 million gallons because of it, costing taxpayers over $35,000 and wasting a lot of water. Wait a minute. You know what? It could have been $35 million. Drain the damn thing. I don't want any part of Joshua in my drinking water. I'm sorry. I just don't.
I get it.
Yes.
But 8 million gallons versus a bladder full. I mean, like the
That's true. Think I about mean, your regular
run it
municipal
through a Brita
swimming
filter.
Pool.
You'll be all right.
Right? Is that on the Brita box?
Is it? Does it say it?
I walk into Costco today. You know what? I'm going to do this. I'm going home today. Honey, I'll be a little late. I got to go check something out at Costco. I walk in. Got to show the card first. They'll kick you out.
Yeah.
You go over. There's the Brita. You pick it up. You turn it around. If someone pees in a municipal water system, you are protected.
You are protected.
Wow. That's amazing. I didn't know that. All right, so she's 1-1.
1-1.
She's not going to be perfect, folks. All right, here we go. Doritos creator dies to be buried with chips. Number 2, Pringles can inventor buried in Pringles can. Or number 3, inventor of the cheese puff buried with orange dust on his fingertips. Which one is fake?
This is another tough one.
She thought she knew them all.
I know, I really did. I really did.
They never talked about this on the morning news, folks.
No,
they didn't.
Not the local news.
No, they didn't.
No.
If it happened in Moonaki, they would have talked about it, but they didn't because it didn't take place there.
Because that didn't happen there.
No.
Let's see. I'm going to...
You're being so incredibly analytical with this. I am so impressed. You really want to get this right. There have been people that
sometimes
have played
this. I kind of wish I could look at them and make sure they're like in AP format, like see if I can
catch
like a typo somewhere.
Oh my God. You were going so Einstein on me with this whole thing right now. I am in awe of you right now. If there is a Cara DeFalco fan club, I am now the president.
I'm going to go with the Cheetos guy with the orange fingertip.
Very good.
Yes.
She's 2 for 3 and she's gaining steam. Here we go. That is the fake one. The real one. Doritos creator dies to be buried with chips. Arch West, the inventor of the cheesy corn chips, was so enamored of his creation that he ate them daily. In a strange yet sweetly sentimental tribute to the man, his family sprinkled Doritos onto his body during his burial. Now, if they were like the jalapeno ones, would he see, even though he was dead, would it still cause a rash? I don't know. The Associated Press story, wow, it is an AP story,
hey,
with this headline was picked up by hundreds of newspapers in 2011. The other one that's real, Pringles can inventor buried in a Pringles can. Chemist and food storage technician Fred Bauer came up with the idea for stacking chips and storing them in a tube in the 60s, and in 1970 received a patent for the Pringles can. He was so proud of his invention that he requested to be cremated and for his ashes to be buried inside one of the iconic tubes. The family had a debate over which flavor of Pringles can to use, but finally settled on the poetic choice, original. My biggest problem with the Pringles can, all right, I have large hands. Donald Trump brags, I'll brag as well. I have big hands.
I can't get them in there.
I can't get it in there.
Yeah, no, I got little, I'm petite.
It's no problem for
you. Yeah, no, I could put my whole forearm in a
Pringles
can.
I'm a manly man. I can't get anything in there. So you got to dump it out. You're dumping the crumbs. It's a nightmare. That's why I said goodbye to Pringles a long, long time ago.
They were my favorite as a kid, though.
And their latest commercial was doing something that I was doing back as a child. If you take 2 Pringles chips and you turn them against each other, invert them, put them in your lips, you look like a duck.
Yes.
Why did it take them 40 years to figure this out? They finally included it in their advertising. I had them scooped on that back in like the fall of 79, to be honest with you.
Oh,
there
yeah.
you go.
We used to do that all the time.
All right. So she is 2 out of 3 at this
point. 2 out of 3.
I am so damn impressed. And the way she approaches this, too, just so analytical. Here we go. Students expelled in laxative cupcake caper. Number 2, X-Lax cookie stunt causes emergency plane landing. Or number 3, breaking news, 5 eighth graders charged with laxative-laced donut prank. Which one is fake?
I think the plane one is fake.
And she's correct. Oh my God, she's 3 out of 4. Here we go. The first real one. Students expelled in laxative cupcake caper. The New Orleans Times-Picayune featured this 2008 story about one of those it seemed like a good idea at the time moments. 2 seniors baked a batch of cupcakes with Miralax in both the batter and the icing, left them in the teacher's lounge at the Patrick F. Taylor Science and Technology Academy. Cops are called. Both students were expelled and faced charges related to poisoning that carried thousands of dollars in fines and potential jail terms of 2 years or more.
What?
Both kids were honor students with spotless records, both at the school and in the outside world. Wow. Just to miss a chemistry exam.
I feel
exam.
Like that's extreme. For
it's what, not
like,
poisoning? Poisoning?
I mean,
it's
yeah.
Miralax, okay. It's going to make for an uncomfortable afternoon for these teachers. But 2 years in the pokey for this?
I was going to say, yeah, that's a little much. They didn't like run to the chem lab and find something to put in the cupcake.
Right.
Not to mention, I'm pretty sure Miralax has a funny taste. You had to be like a little... with those cupcakes.
You would
like,
think so. Yeah, is that chocolate? No, it's Miralax. No. Oh, it's just so damn good, though. Connie, these are terrific.
These are so
I've
tasty.
Had 6 already. Connie's looking, and Terry just ran out of the room. Oh, my God. Stay away from Terry for the next 3 hours.
Wait, did you ever see the movie Bridesmaids?
No. No, I missed that one.
Okay, I know it's total. It's kind of a chick flick, but it's so crude at
times.
Yeah,
Melissa McCarthy, I go the other way.
Dude, oh my gosh, she's hilarious.
Oh, I know.
Okay, so there's a whole scene where they have like this like very off the beaten path Mexican food, and as they're trying on wedding gowns and bridesmaid gowns, it hits them all. That's what I'm visioning now, like in a teacher's lounge, and it's hilarious. That scene had me crying.
And the other one that was real, 5 8th graders charged with laxative laced donut prank. 2 13-year-olds, 3 14-year-olds found themselves in hot water, according to this 2007 Fox News story. The loaded donuts were ingested by 19 students and a teacher before the trick behind the treats was revealed. Many students had to go home, but not before the school nurse had a memorable day. The perpetrators were charged with the fake-sounding crime of tampering with a consumer product. Wait a minute. So these kids are charged with tampering with a consumer product. The other ones, they're trying to poison people.
Poisoning, yeah.
Wow.
Portland's a foodie city, though.
Yes.
There's a lot of good, so I could see them maybe being like, no, we don't play with food down here.
Yeah, Miralax and the cupcakes, I guarantee. Cajun Miralax.
Woo.
Wow.
They got a kick.
Talk about fire in the hole, so to speak. My God, can you imagine that? Sorry, I'm going to be occupied for the next 4 days. You know, we may actually rename this the Cara DeFalco fake news headline game.
That would be fantastic.
That is unbelievable.
We should print something out, though, and put it on the wall for, like,
who
gets the top 10 ranking.
I think so.
I think we could do
and
that.
And you are right now at the top of the heap.
That's awesome.
The rest of the world achieves to be Cara DeFalco. Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalecki with the aforementioned Cara DeFalco, and this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network. America
Weekend. Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than proactive. Announcing today's Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-677-6111 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. Plus, more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-677-6111. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call right now and even the shipping is free. Call 1-800-677-6111. 1-800-677-6111.